You're listening to the Sans Pants Network.
Home of comedy,
culture,
adventures,
and ghosts.
Hey everybody, and welcome to this week's episode of Baseless Speculation, all the pop culture news and other research, so you do not have to. I am Joel.
I'm Jackson.
And I am also Joel.
Now, boys, what do we think is going to happen in The Batman Dos?
Okay, so we...
Who, in case you don't speak Spanish.
Yes, well done, brave. So, okay, we've seen The Batman.
Yep.
So, now, first thing we got to ask, first big question, what will it be called? The Batman 2? Will it be called 2 Batman? Will it be called...
Batman, again.
Batman once more.
Well,
Batman number 2. Reference to Jackass number 2. Reference to shitting.
I think it'll be Batman 2 and it'll be Batman holding up the peace sign to indicate
Batman
two.
I was going to say Batman Forever, but they already did that.
Yeah.
What if they go Batman Triumphant, which is what the cancelled one was meant to be?
That would feel strange for the middle movie of the trilogy.
Well, like Batman is now wet.
Oh, drowned Batman. Dead bat.
Bat swim?
What if they call it the Batman No Man's Land? Because we're pretty sure that that's going to be.
I assume it's going to be.
Because at the end of the
or
Batman.
Batquake.
I think
preceded No Man's Land. So. Yeah. Funny if they do it during No Man's Land. Or maybe now that they'll be like, we fixed the seawall and then the earthquake happened and now it's. Well, we're calling it the Batquake for no reason. Why did they call it the Batquake in the comic?
Did Batman do it? Was he responsible?
Well, that was the Bat Dance. Why not have the Batquake? Although Prince has a song called Housequake.
Yeah, okay. Although,
Because Prince wrote Bat Dance.
Oh, okay. No, I see. Yeah,
Batquake, Housequake, Bat Dance.
If Prince had done a sequel to Housequake or Batquake, then it would make sense.
Yeah, because it would be a sequel to both, I reckon. Yeah. A sequel to Bat Dance and a sequel to Housequake.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, no. I think it's called Batman Cataclysm.
Okay.
That makes sense.
The plot of the story. Quake. Where did I get Batquake from?
Because I thought you were joking and then you just lent in and I was like, well, that's a silly name for their comic book arc, but I guess.
Especially No Man's Land is quite a serious and well-received story. So if there was a prequel called Batquake, I was like, the only reason I would believe that is if they went back in 2007 and wrote a prequel comic.
True.
They love doing that, writing sequels or prequels to
comics that are beloved, and then the prequels and sequels are bad. But yes.
A couple of days ago, I put Batman Secret Guy has Scary House on a Hill. What is that Arkham book? Anyway, I put it in my cart on Amazon. I just remembered that I forgot to buy it, but I'm going to read that book.
Oh, yeah, it's coming. But at the end of the Batman, the Riddler floods Gotham.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which leads us into No Man's Land in the comic books, which is a story about Gotham getting flooded and Batman having one crazy night where he's got... I don't actually know if that's the plot, but it probably is.
It's got one crazy night. It's like it's...
Are you thinking of Arkham City, the video game?
After the earthquake happens, Gotham is, I think, like a lot of the... I think it was the first time that Gotham was made like an island. Like it was the first time that... Because this happens in the Nolan verse, where it's like all these bridges out to the wider... America.
Yeah.
And so it was the first time that Gotham was made separate from the United States.
Yeah.
And so, there's just no way in and out of Gotham. And so Gotham ends up being divvied up between like different heroes and different crime folk.
Oh, I didn't know it got divvied up between heroes too.
So you kind of got like the Bat family. And like, I think this is like one of the first appearances of the Huntress maybe, or like the Huntress plays a big part in it. So you got that. You've also got all the other Nightwing and all of that. You've also then got like the cops, so the Gotham police force have another section over here. Then you've also got maybe the Penguin and like the Riddler and the Joker and all that kind of stuff. And like each people, like they're kind of like they're tagging.
Yeah. Like they're like, this is my section of the city or whatever.
Yeah. And so then, my memory of this comes from the novelization
that rules
of
That's great.
Batman No Man's Land.
That's really good.
So I read that quite a while ago. So again, trying to delve my brain into
that. Well, here's my guess.
While looking at this up, I accidentally found out a Batman and Fortnite crossover called 0 Point.
That's sick as hell.
That's great to know.
Yeah.
They should make that the sequel. That's my answer now. Batman to Fortnite.
It's a game you play. Mm. I think that they will combine, like they did with the Batman, they'll combine a couple of storylines. I think they'll combine the War for Riddle and Jokes. Mm-hmm. I think they will combine No Man's Land. And I think they will combine Batman... What's it called? Nightfall. I think they'll combine Nightfall
as
well.
You think they're going to Nightfall already?
I think they're going to Nightfall, but it just in that, the only thing I think they're going to take from Nightfall is Batman's going to have pneumonia for the whole thing.
What? Oh, you know,
that'd be very cool.
Because that's—I mean—that's what Nightfall's about. Batman's got pneumonia and has to kill all the cunts in one night. But doesn't kill them.
But he's got to fight.
He's got to fight all the cunts in one night. And I think, and partially just because I love this kind of movie, because I think it has to be tight because it all takes place over like 12 hours. Mm-hmm. But if they do that, if they do a Nightfall-esque, Batman's got to take over. He's got to defeat everybody in one night whilst the place is flooded, whilst the Riddler and the Joker are having a war.
I forgot about all of Nightfall except for the Bat. The backbreak thing, which happens after he's sick.
Yeah, yeah,
takes down all of the things, and then Bane's like, guess what, dickhead, I know you are.
I've got a snotty nose.
But now you got a snotty nose and a sore back, cunt.
Yeah.
Clunk.
Ka-clangus.
Yeah. That's the sound his spine makes when it breaks. Ka-clangus.
Ka-clangus. Bane, like, flopping Batman to the floor and be like, why did your spine make that noise, dude?
The only thing I don't think they're going to do the back break. Just because
me neither.
But I think maybe the pneumonia as well as a time frame sounds cool, but I don't think they're gonna do a time frame.
I don't think they'll do pneumonia, so I don't think either of these things happen. Yeah, if you do pneumonia now, everyone's like COVID.
That's true.
I don't think they're gonna do much of
that's COVID. It still opens with Batman shaking the little rat test or whatever.
Alfred, isolate. But Bruce, you're wearing a mask. Not wearing counts, Alfred.
Batman with the cowl and then like a surgical mask is such a funny image.
I know I brought it up just before, but the fact that there's a Batman Fortnite comic book is really, it's done. It's taken
immense damage to yourself.
Hey, they also do the same thing in Marvel and X-Men and everything like that. Like, there actually is moments in it. I think it's like Thor or whatever is doing something, and then he gets beamed, and they're like, where'd he go? And then there's like a thing like, to find out where he went to Fortnite.
It's awesome.
Fortnite is gonna consume everything.
The cosmic decay of our universe is sick.
I cannot wait. I'll be reading the news one day. I'm like, oh my god, I'm in Fortnite.
You'll see the teens doing the douche dance. I'll and he'll like,
no, that's mine.
When did this happen? Dude, they're doing your dance. I know. Yeah.
Dude, turns out, baseless speculation, the BS boys were the three last guys to get added to Fortnite.
I'm reading a quick Wikipedia of No Man's Land as like I scroll through, and one of the paragraph starts with the Joker later kidnaps all of Gotham's babies, hiding them in the police station.
Every single little baby is the Joker.
Well, I mean, the fact that Joker's involved with No Man's Land and the fact that Joker is introduced in the Batman means that, yeah, I guess you can probably lock that in. Nightfall,
I just think that 12-hour period is a really good middle Batman thing to do.
I will say, though, because the flood... Oh, no. Because of where the Batman ends, though, it's kind of cleared that everything is absolutely fucked.
Yeah,
They end it with, we will rebuild.
And we're under martial law.
We're under martial law,
but things are going to be better. And they're evacuating people from the top of the stadium.
So
everything will still be pretty flooded. I'm hoping it's almost like a direct, like, and from here
kind
of stuff, where it's like, as opposed to like 6 months later.
Unless there's like an explosion at Arkham or something after that.
Well, I mean, you can just easily be like, with the seawalls destroyed, Arkham is also destroyed or whatever.
Because that scene with Joker and Riddler takes place
beforehand.
No, it doesn't.
It's afterwards. Yeah. Okay, so they're still in prison.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Good job. You've done a good job there. Riddler, stop crying.
Everyone calls me a clown, but what's so bad about being a clown?
Stop crying. It's going to be good.
Don't cry.
Not a cry.
Cheer up, Riddler.
Mamma mia, why are you crying?
It must have been so scary for Barry Keoghan to come up with his Joker laugh. Like, man, what a risky thing to do, because you know that Joker laugh's going to be dissected. So how do you do it
what was his?
That's what I mean. He played it really safe. He just did like a kind of crazy laugh.
Yeah, he kind of does that.
Yeah.
It builds.
Yeah, but it's not like, it's
it doesn't build to...
It's me, the gangster Joker.
Yeah.
Good to see you again, Batman.
You sound like a fucking...
You sound like you just like smoked way too much.
Or like a Joker. A Joker who's in the process of passing a kidney stone, but he's like, gotta have that interaction with Batman. Hey! Welcome to my lab!
That would be my chuckle.
That's really good.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
I think mine would just be a polite chuckle.
Hey, it's me. I'm the Joker.
That's funny.
What about just like...
Oh, what about... What if you do the Seinfeld route? You never laugh and you say, that's so funny.
That's so funny.
That's really funny about me. It's really funny, the chaos of the city to me. Yeah.
It's pretty funny.
When I kill this man to me, Joker, Batman, sorry, I'm Joker.
It's really funny.
I find it really funny.
That's so funny.
That's so funny, Batman. Wow, we're the same guy, but split across different dimensions or whatever. I just think that with the destroyed city, it's like a perfect... They've set up a... Now the bad elements can go crazy on this environment. And that's kind of what they did with the Penguin as well, where it's like the Penguin's like, well, now I can step in charge. There's a power vacuum or whatever. And in fact, I think they say that at the end of the movie. They're like, well, there's a power vacuum, so everyone's going to be vying for the top.
Well, yeah, presumably it's Riddler. Well, it's going to be weird because you're going to get Riddler, Penguin again.
Joker.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe some other guys.
Introducing Harvey Dent makes sense.
Yeah. Harvey Dent, maybe, you know, they could...
But you keep him Harvey Dent, you don't Two-Face him in the next movie.
In fact,
I'm locking that in as a prediction. Harvey Dent's in this film, but he doesn't Two-Face.
No. In fact, what about this? I'll take it even one further. Harvey Dent, even in the third film, never Two-Faces.
I think that he will Two-Face, and they'll treat it... Because that's, to be honest, and I know that we don't talk shit about this movie because it's in the Comic Book Hall of Fame or whatever, and every morning everyone goes and gives a big kiss. It's the comic book Mona Lisa. The Dark Knight.
Yeah.
They kind of fucked the Two-Face thing a little bit too, because they too much kind, because the weight of Harvey Dent being fucked in that is huge, but because they then make him Two-Face and then kill him so quickly,
you don't really get a chance.
It's kind of rushed.
Yeah. I was so shocked that he died in that film. Like, I thought the third one they were going to be like, oh, he's alive, because there was so much in that film about people falling and not dying.
Yeah.
From great heights and also just surviving. Like, they break their legs, but they're alive.
Not Harvey Dent. But he then had weak little legs.
Yeah, okay.
And he falls like two or three stories. Like, it's not even...
I genuinely thought they were like, comparatively, he'd be back, but no.
Yeah.
I was just
genuinely shocked. Yeah.
Anyway.
Well, I guess like if you keep Two-Face alive, you kind of... Anyway.
You feel like... Anyway.
You introduce... Harvey Dent, you got to kind of Two-Face him at some point. Yeah, so I reckon they might won't.
You Two-Face him in the third one, and that becomes the whole thing of the third one, and it's Batman's fault. It has to be Batman's fault.
Of course. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I think Harvey Dent in this one, maybe like in competition with the mayor, you know, just like in the background.
Because he can't already be the DA because that guy was Peter Skarsgård.
Yeah.
Well, he's the new guy. He becomes a DA in this movie, and he's like... Mm.
Well, again, are you going to have a DA if, again, like, what is this, like, the status of Gotham? Because, again, like, in going from No Man's Land, the reason why is the US are like, well, it's fucked. Cut it off. It's now become No Man's Land. We don't want anything to do with it. And so basically it just becomes lawless.
Well, maybe you could even have Harvey Dent come in as, like, an envoy from the US government, basically, to be like, I'm here to oversee martial law.
This was, you know, the comics and how it... The US, like, not part of America anymore. We're cutting that one off. So they're just not going to go down that route.
No.
It'll be more of a, borrowing that kind of stuff where it's like, yeah, Gotham's a bit fucked up and he might be part of a team that's coming into a rebuild Gotham and we're going to do it from the ground up without the corruption.
Well, yeah.
He would probably. Yeah, look, you've convinced me without saying much, JD. Yes.
I'm a man.
It's done all the work for you.
Yeah, I made my point.
Yeah.
And then just sat there in it.
All right.
Sat in it.
What other Batman villains do we think
thing, because they're going to want to bring Catwoman. So the weird thing with the Batman is that Catwoman could easily not be in the Batman 2.
It did feel like they were setting up for a solo Bloodhaven romp with Catwoman.
Mm.
But you're going to have to put Catwoman in it because, like, Zoe Kravitz is like a huge break. Yeah. Like, I mean, unless Penguin's not in it, because Penguin's getting a TV series, and maybe they'll be like, that's enough Penguin
for real?
Yeah, Penguin's
that rolls.
He's getting an R-rated TV series, so he can probably smoke and eat ass or whatever.
This is great. I love
in a butthole.
You see, you're doing great. I saw Peacemaker recently, the whole thing. Good job. Good job, everyone involved. Well done.
I'm pretty
sure
you're
doing this again. You know what? Make this movie and then give me a TV series that's like very funny, very fucked up, and good times.
Yeah, yeah. Right. I'll be happy boy.
I'll be happy boy. Good time. Yes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So if they do this, fantastic.
And double check, because I'm pretty sure if it's directed by the same guy, that would be huge.
Because then if they do that, then it'll be like most of No Man's Land perhaps is going to be touched upon in that.
Yeah, very good point, actually. That might give you like the setup for this is the kind of current like villain political sort of sphere
He's Gotham. Obviously going to take majority of the mob boss.
Yeah.
So the majority of the mob and like beat the mob boss. Mm. Who else you might get? You might get like a Clayface.
Oh,
because again, that's a kind of weird, gross, monstery typey person.
Do you reckon that? Because that was something I was wondering is that because like this Batman was pretty grounded. There were no superpowers in this movie.
No.
So do we think that they're going to just ignore those or are they going to try and them up?
If you look again, this is going from that small glimpse we got from the Joker's face.
Yeah.
Where it was all like he looked like a little shark man.
Mm.
I think they might kind of lean more into that kind of nonsense.
Okay. I think they'll go grotesque.
Clayface could just be a guy that's all fucked up.
Yeah,
maybe
that's
from all
true.
Like, you know, I don't know. He got shot and got sepsis and
you know,
yeah,
from the fucking gross seawater.
They put a gross clay on him to fix his face and it fucked him up and now he can.
Is Mr. Freeze in No Man's Land?
I don't know. Mr. Freeze would be hard, I think, to make.
You kind of want the whole film because, again, the whole
so tough to ground a lot of these villains.
And like with Mr. Freeze, you kind of want to do what the Batman animated series did, which was like kind of make him a big
humanize him a little bit.
I mean,
Batman and Robin sort of does that.
You know? Yeah,
he just loves his cold wife.
He loves his chilly wife, who's actually not his wife, actually, from memory in the comics. She's just some lady.
That's more
simp.
Fucked up.
He's a simp cock.
Yeah. He's simp cocked too hard.
Bane's in it.
Simp cock to meet you.
Oh, because Poison Ivy's in it.
Poison
too,
Ivy's in it. Think Zaz is in it.
We might get Zaz.
Huntress.
No.
Which we're not going to get.
I think we might get.
Zaz is definitely a safe Oracle. Bet in this.
Black Mask, lock him in. Black Mask will be in it. Yeah,
really?
Yeah, I reckon.
He got blowed up in. But then they don't give a shit because he was in Harley Quinn.
Oh yeah, yeah, he's in Birds of Prey.
Oh, so is Zaz.
But this is not the same.
Yeah, I know, not the same guys.
No,
like,
but as in like,
would they do it?
I mean, I know that they're doing this with Joker, but I don't know if. Because, like, this comes down to, like...
Well, I think at a certain point, you're going to run out of villains, basically. Yeah.
Well, they keep going to the same
interesting ones.
Mm, yeah, yeah,
like,
yeah.
Because, again, I would think, get Zaz, and then, like, you know, I think he'd be great, because, again, that serial killer, kind of very grounded, especially for this universe setting.
Yeah.
But he was used in Birds of Prey.
But Zaz would be such a good one for, again, I'm gunning for that 12-hour movie.
Yeah.
Not 12-hour movie. Movie over the place of 12 hours.
No.
But, you know, that's a good one for your opening Batman hunting that guy. It's like, I got to stop this fucking serial killer at the same time as there's Joker goons and man bats in the city or whatever.
That, I don't know. I just feel that only doesn't work for a No Man's Land. That doesn't work while the city is, like, absolutely fucked by a flood.
Yeah.
That feels like that works when the city is roughly at its kind of like calm.
Well, the only reason I want it as a flood because I'm like, then it gives a good power vacuum for it's like the city's vulnerable. Now all the villains can come in. Yeah, yeah. That's my thinking anyway. Do we think Man Bat will be in this movie? I've convinced myself.
Killer Croc, though, he can breathe in water.
They can't do anything.
Ugh. King Shark.
Batman's like, I've been hearing these fucked screams from below the Batcave, Alfred. I'm checking him out. You will not believe the size of the bat in there.
He was I'm scared of bats again.
He was wearing fucking pants, Alfred.
He didn't want me to see his little bat dick.
That can't be true. And then he goes down and he's like, what the fuck?
Alfred goes down to his man bat and that makes Alfred Batman too.
Yeah, he just grabs a gun.
Master Bruce, I think I'm Batman 2 now. And that's where we get the name Batman 2. It's Batman T-O-O.
Yeah. This one has a shotgun.
I'm Batman 2. What? Like, I'm also Batman. I need a suit. So put this in the bingo card. Subplot about Alfred going deeper in the Batcave to fight Man-Bat.
Seeing Man-Bat becoming Batman 2.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
Well, does No Man's Land, because I haven't read it. And
I haven't really read it as well. I've only read the novelization.
Yeah.
Is it like just like a big punt? It's funny to read a comp.
What was I doing? I was like fucking like 15, 16.
Yourself in. No, because I think that's worse.
I know. I'm not defending
this. If I saw someone reading a comic book, I'd be like,
I read it in my own bedroom. Room in the privacy with no one could see me because I know I should have been. I'm ashamed now.
You knew. Yeah.
Yeah, because like a comic book, I'm like, okay, fuck has written a comic book? Reading a Batman book.
It was written by like this, like the author of that book. Anyway, why would I do something?
Yeah,
like
yeah.
I'm just curious, sir. Like, is No Man's. I keep going to say No Man's
Land. I liked it.
No Man's Land. Yeah. Is that like just pretty much wall to wall punch ons? Is it just like one of those Batman things where Batman's like, oh my God, I just
gotta punch all the guys.
No, again, it's mostly about like the different gangs trying to vie for control.
Okay, because that definitely suits this Batman.
Gotham. And I think the other like the good guys are trying to like bring it up to more like actually fix Gotham so they can rejoin the United States.
Yeah.
So the movie opens with maybe bridge being blown up.
Yeah. Could be.
And then everyone's like, floods, now explosions. Are you fucking kidding me? And the floods were caused by explosions. More fucking explosions. Are you kidding me?
Batman's like, the news are cussing way more than they used to.
Joker
probably to blame.
Mm-hmm.
Riddler and Joker working together,
and then some kind of betrayal.
Riddler, stay with me. Get shot. By a gun.
Wielded by
Batman or cops, right?
I can imagine Joker shooting the Riddler with a gun.
Yeah.
Maybe. Well, I think sometimes in the comics, here, let's lock this in. Dusha, this is for you, baby.
I'm locking it.
Okay. Joker.
Is this Dusha and Jackson's get shot with gun corner?
Joker shoots Riddler in the leg with a gun. Next time we see Riddler, Riddler cane. Classic part of the Riddler look. Got the question mark on it. Everyone's like, where'd you get that? And he's like, I was shot in the leg with a gun. Because they forgot to do it in the first movie. Everyone's like,
I think he'll tone down.
Yes, me too.
Yeah.
Me too.
He won't be like, ooh, foo, foo.
I think he'll tone it down until there's a betrayal. And then he's going to go full on monkey bananas mode.
He'll go full chimp mode again.
Yeah.
I think that they'll turn down that and turn up the sinisterness that you see when he's wearing. I think that he'll keep the same sinister stuff that he has.
Yeah.
He's wearing a mask of just like breathing and not talking, which is not the Riddler, but they're going to do that anyway.
And they'll do something where, did he put cling film over his head and then duct tape?
Yes.
It's a weird mask.
Yeah, it was a strange one.
Yeah,
it was good.
How are they going to do that for like, will they reimagine his costume? And I'm like, to be more that kind of like tiny little eye mask. But like, how do you do that with duct tape and cling film?
Well, maybe that we'll get. Well, it's sort of weird because the first film was effectively a story about was a story about like a serial killer and a detective.
Well, he wasn't a serial killer.
Well, weirdly. He did kill serially.
It's a kind of weird thing where it's like, because I remember like the older things, like, big serial killer, but it's like he kills one guy and like leaves clues and stuff like a serial killer.
Yeah. Well, but he killed the first guy with
the. Then
he killed the second guy in the car.
Yeah.
Then he tried to kill a bunch of other people.
Yeah.
He's kind of a serial killer.
How many people did he kill? He got the DA. Oh, he blew up. He killed three or four people.
Yeah.
I guess it's
Serial killing. But anyway, so the first one was like a serial killer and a detective, effectively. But then to be like, and now the serial killer is teamed up with the terrorist, which I guess is what the Joker is.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's just like, it's hard to do any of these other arcs without making it really superhero-y. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's hard to kind of ground it in that noir style.
I think it's going to be it's going to be less the whole No Man's Land. They're going to borrow a lot from it.
Yeah.
To the point where maybe they even don't call it No Man's Land.
Yeah.
But it'll be heavily borrowed from that. And it will just be kind of like Gotham is in disarray and it is under martial law. So we're going to get like perhaps, you know, military cops.
Yeah.
And then like, you know, gangsters.
Mm.
Whatever the goons that like Joker and the Riddler will kind of have. I think within the mobs, you'll have like whoever is being controlled by the Penguin.
Yeah.
And then you'll have another faction. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure that other faction would be. I don't know if it's going to be like Marconi's out from prison.
Yeah.
Because again, he got like ratted out or whatever and all that kind of stuff was corrupt. So maybe that whole thing's been thrown out.
I still think it's going to be Black Mask, who's considered an out of town guy.
Oh, yeah.
Who's brought in to deal with the Marconi families without a head.
We're
going to get the Black Mask.
Is the Marconi, because they arrested him and they put him in jail.
Yeah.
So, and we don't see him at all.
No.
Is he dead or has he just been in jail?
I think he's just in jail.
So I think he'll be freed.
Yeah, that'll be
thrown out because it was all through corruption and shit like that.
Yeah. True.
And you, yeah, so that he'll be thrown out.
I can play him.
Released. Mm. Yeah, and I reckon he'll be him vying for control of his old mob, and the Penguin being like, "Fuck you, I'm in charge now. You've been out of the game for so long." And maybe, yeah, you'll get someone like, say, the Black Mask coming in as well. So I reckon you'll have like, I reckon that might be the Penguin series though.
Yeah, true.
That makes so much more sense
because you've got the Joker. Yeah. It's hard to not have to have all of this stuff happening and not the Joker to be
unless
the main guy.
They try and do a lot.
Unless they do the War of Jokes and Riddles.
Yeah.
Which involves all of that stuff. And it's also set in Batman's second year. And at the start of the Batman, it's the start of his second year. So maybe.
But
also people hate that book.
Yeah. Do we think like the War of Jokes and Riddles, though, like, is it?
It would have to start.
It's such an escalation, I guess, is the weird thing.
It would have to borrow from it rather than be an adaptation of it. Because it would have to be like No Man's Land and Riddler and Joker coming together. Because what happens in War of Riddles and Jokes is like they've come together, they're allies, and then they realize that they both, like, they wouldn't be satisfied if one killed Batman.
Mm-hmm.
And then that kind of goes out of that. Joker forgets how to laugh or whatever. Mm. And then Riddler sets up this whole thing, which actually brings them back together. That's after Riddler gets shot with a gun.
Yeah. Well, maybe it'll be a thing where, like, so they're working together. And
Batman also. Yeah, Batman tries to shoot Riddler with a gun too.
Good move.
Yeah. I just love that
it's going to be on the bingo card again.
I don't.
Twice Riddler gets shot by cops. Batman shoots Riddler with a gun.
I just don't think they're going to do war. I feel
tries
like
the, to shoot Riddler.
I feel like the War of Riddler and Jokes would make sense more for a third film.
Yeah, it makes more sense. It won't be the War of Jokes and Riddles.
So, yeah, I think the whole Marconi thing may happen in the Penguin series. Yeah. And then that'll end with probably Marconi being got and the Penguin
being,
in charge. So then when the Batman comes around, or the Batman 2 comes around, we'll have the Penguin in charge of the mob.
Great news. There's also a second HBO series at the spinoff of this about the Gotham City Police Department. Why?
What? They try to do that in the comics all the time. It's never good.
Well, they've made the TV series Gotham already, remember?
Is it Ramirez and... They're going to call it like, is it Montana?
Yeah.
Montoya.
Well, this will follow Alfred. Not Alfred. Other guy.
Alfred's a cop, man.
No. I was getting that.
Love this propaganda.
Alfred colon man bat is the spin off.
Bruce, Master Bruce, I saw a big bat and I'm Batman too.
Batman, why? Bruce Wayne, all of the food and like you're disheveled and the house is a mess. Yeah, my butler is otherwise occupied. And then it cuts to fucking Alfred deep beneath the earth with a flare and an axe fighting the man bat. As Bruce Wayne poorly cooks some fucking waffles or whatever.
Just burns it, the alarm's going off.
I would love to help out, but my butler is tied up at the moment. Back fiend. he's the Batman too.
Yeah. He's like a little shitty cow.
It's interesting. Well, maybe it'll be. Well, yeah, I don't know. Because I think the conflict, right? And I think the first movie sets this up, and we talked about it in our based reaction, is like Batman. A Bruce Wayne and dealing with those two elements. And I think the No Man's Land situation is great for that because No Man's Land, what it does to Gotham is makes it a fuckhole.
Yeah.
Okay. Full of the fuckiest fucks holes. In the
It was already a
fuckhole. Like, there's been some holes on Earth that have been very fucked.
Yeah.
But
this hole is the most fucked of any hole.
The fucking United States just slams a big stamp, says big time fucked on Gotham and wipe their hands of it. But also.
A second stamp that says, you will not believe how fucked this hole is.
You can't put a stamp on a stamp. I can't read that now because it's the ink's all bleeding together. Hang on. I'll make it more legible with a third stamp. Dunk. Please stop.
I'm going to stamp you with the big time fucked stamp.
But also it's a good situation for Bruce Wayne to be like, well, now's my chance to put my money where my mouth is and do some of that.
That
like
that Jet song.
What?
Like that Jet song.
Like that Jets. I thought you said George Jets.
What?
Under your breath, we're like, George Jetson.
Like, it's time for George Jetson to put his sprockets where his mouth is.
Okay, George Jetson. Sure. But
Jetson, I'm trying to sit with my eyes and douche has gone insane.
His boy Arroy. Jane is what?
Jane is what? His daughter Judy. Yeah, wow. George Jetson. But no, it's a good opportunity for Bruce Wayne to be like, well, it's like, I want to do the my civic duty, and I want to fund the rebuilding of Gotham City, but also I need to spend time as Batman fighting on the streets.
Believe the amount of guys got a sock in the fucking head.
Exactly. And I think that, put this in the bingo card, that'll be the central conflict.
Yeah.
Do I save Gotham by punching guys, or do I save Gotham by building infrastructure? Yeah.
I would buy a new bridge first, and then I would punch all the bad guys.
I'd buy a new bridge, build it on the bad guys.
I think the bridge will remain. I don't think they're going to like make it as clear as like we're blowing up the bridge that you can't escape. It's not going to be like a Escape from LA situation where it's like you can't.
Snake Plissken.
Yeah, right? it's not going to be that. I'm sorry. It's not going to be Snake Plissken.
George Jetson.
Snake Plissken. And his boy, Elroy.
George Jetson.
Fucking hell.
So yeah. We're not going to get like a you can't leave Gotham, but it's going to be like Gotham's fucked.
Yes.
And so it might be a thing where there's like a guards on the bridge, that kind of stuff, where it's like if you got to go in and out of Gotham, you need to show papers, but those kind of thing.
Wouldn't everyone just leave?
I think.
Well, maybe everyone will.
Probably and like want people, like people will leave, but like in any situation, there'll be people who want to stay. Because like, I'm not leaving. This is, you know, this is Gotham. This is my town. This is what we need to do, blah, 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 blah.
Because the water is really
high.
It's really high.
Because they've got Gotham Square Garden. I wonder what that's a reference to. And the water is like near the roof.
Yeah.
And that's a stadium.
Sure, we'll get guys in gondolas.
New Venice.
Yeah. If Batman's beating up thugs, somebody goes faster.
Batman's beating the shit out of the Joker.
And it's your eyes like a big Batman fist. That's amore.
It's good that you do it coming. I imagine coming next to each other and competing to be the loudest. All right, trying to ruin the other people's nights.
Batman, do you want a lift?
Oh, if we get Batman riding a gondola, like they've got a couple like with a picnic blanket around them and a big baguette and somebody rowing it, and then Batman standing on the front scanning. Yes, please. Put that in the bingo card.
Which part? Batman rides a gondola, or are you being happy to see Batman riding a gondola?
Both.
In one square. Because if you get Batman riding a gondola, he's going to be
You
happy.
Also get the, Batman rides a gondola and Jackson's happy about it.
Yeah. There's no way he's riding a gondola and Jackson's unhappy about it.
That's one we laugh at, but I think could be in the movie. Yeah. It might not be a gondola, but he'll ride a boat.
I am trying to like in my head to be like, are they going to be like, yes, Gotham is just like fucked and flooded?
Yeah.
Or are they going to be like, we fixed it? And I think if they went, we fixed it, I will be more disappointed.
Yes, absolutely.
But I think it's tricky though, because to have like the political side of things, when we've just sorted out the political side of things in the Batman, means that for like, Gotham's fucked and we need someone to stand up and take charge. Like the new mayor that just got elected in the last
That would
film.
Be a kind of, you'd be like, we're just retreading old ground, you know? Yeah.
But it is a sequel.
Yeah. Which is, that's what they do.
My girl too, the boy probably still dies.
He gets bit by bees to death. Yeah.
Again. Probably.
This time the dad gets stung by bees, maybe. Let's find out. I don't know.
Not again.
Does someone die in My Girl too?
Oh, these bees keep biting me.
Oh my God, this family's gonna stay away from fucking bees. If somebody gets killed by bees again, that's weird. That's a bee curse.
Someone pissed off bees in there.
Do you know the two highest billed people in My Girl 2 are?
Kieran
Culkin and Dan Aykroyd.
Yes. Dan Aykroyd and Jamie Lee Curtis.
Oh, cool. All right. Interesting.
I think it's going to be like the Rail? Whatever name was.
I don't know.
New mayor. Being like, we're going to save, Gotham. We're going to take it. We're going to rebuild that stuff. We're going to start with it being trying to be rebuilt.
Yeah.
But it is going to be up against like the problems of maybe like the, because it's shown in this in the end of this where it's like, well, villain's gonna villain.
Yeah, yeah.
And you know, all the looting and the rioting and all that kind of stuff that happens just because, you know, like, well, we can.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's gonna be a struggle to be like, I'm trying to bring Gotham back to not just what it was, but like a better version of that, but you've got the criminal element fucking shit up.
Yeah.
So I think we are just going to get like, it's less about the political stuff, more of it's just a power struggle.
Yeah.
Between who is going to capture the heart of Gotham.
I guess it's
is
like,
it going to be the heroes,
i.e.
the mayor and cops because propaganda, or is it going to be like the villains, like the mobsters, and Batman is going to be the, you know, the deciding vote almost to be like, And if it comes down to, like, you know, Batman and Bruce Wayne kind of stuff, it is going to be like, well, Batman, even though he wants Gotham to be better, he kind of wants the villains to win because he wants to beat the shit out of him.
Absolutely.
Whereas Bruce Wayne is like, but the good guys need to win and we need to build this up and, you know.
Yeah, you got to hope that it's like in this movie, the most recent one, they were like, Gotham is crooked. Mm-hmm. And then in this movie, it's like, well, what are we going to do about it?
Yeah.
And you got to hope that's the question that they ask. Yeah.
Do we think... The director was asked about this, and he obviously didn't say fucking shit.
Mm.
Is the Batman 2, or I'm the Batman 2, going to feature other superpowered other
heroes?
Heroes. Or just heroes?
I don't think we get... a Superman in this universe would be fucked. It just would feel very wrong.
Because I was like, oh, this would be maybe a thing that would happen, but I just... The ages don't make sense.
Yeah.
But when the senator's kid, like, watches, like, you know, or he's there when he discovers the body or whatever, and Bruce Wayne's like, oh, little boy, oh, no, I'm so sad.
Robin?
I was like, oh, maybe a Robin, but he's so young.
He's too young.
He's too young to be... Look, Grant... Okay, so you know how we're in a constant state of chaos and fighting for our lives every single day on this godforsaken earth? Between work and everything else falling apart around me, I have not had it together enough to meal prep or plan dinner, or honestly, function like a normal human being most weeknights. Cooking something good is hard, and I deserve a modicum of joy every now and again. That's why I've turned to Omaha Steaks. My freezer is full. That's sorted. It is genuinely the one part of my life running smoothly. Real steaks, burgers, seafood, chicken, sides, all shipped to my door. So even on the nights where everything else is on fire, dinner isn't one more thing to stress about. I made the burgers the other night, didn't even have the energy to think, just pulled them out, threw them on the grill, and they tasted like something from an actual steakhouse. Somehow, the one corner of my life that's together is the one I didn't even have to think about. If you've never tried them, the Burger Perfection Flight is the easiest way in. 20 premium steak burgers across 5 cuts. So try the Burger Perfection Flight at omahasteaks.com today. That's 20 premium steak burgers for just $79.99. Plus, get $35 off with promo code BEEF. That's right, BEEF. B-E-E-F. omahasteaks.com. Promo code BEEF for $35 off at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. Granted, like, he often kidnaps little boys and makes them fight crime, but I think this one is too
young for Batman.
Yeah.
Terrible thing to say.
Terrible thing to say.
Horrible to say. Horrible to think about. It's a weird thing, the Robin angle, because
you can't make a bat. I think they've really struggled with it.
And it feels like I think the problem is that if you put a Robin in, your trilogy has to be kind of about the Robin and the relationship there, because you can't. The most interesting Batman stories, I think,
Batman Forever and Batman and Robin showed that does not have to be the case.
Damn right,
he can just kind of be there.
Yeah, he's like, you were circusing and you're dead and Mama die.
Rubber lips.
Rubber lips in this movie, do we think?
Lazy.
Yeah, but there are candy Batman's eating.
Yeah.
Rubber lips. I think the thing is, because the most interesting Batman stories are the ones where it's like, let's examine the relationship Batman has with Robin. And you kind of can't do that if it's just like an incidental thing that happens in another movie.
It's also going to be hard because Batman getting a Robin has to happen when Batman is like super well established, but they're never going to let movies get that far.
No, absolutely. Like,
that would almost need to be the plot of the second trilogy of these movies.
It would, and again, having Batman adopting a ward,
it's like comic book bullshit.
Yeah, or like such a weird concept to today's audience.
Yeah, for sure.
Because we're like, oh yeah, and you know, his psychic Robin, you know, he adopted him, whatever, that's fine. We can just like gloss over some stuff. But like, no, this billionaire adopts a child.
The only way.
He has to be like maybe a very late teen. Like
absolutely.
He would have to be 18 or 19, and I reckon the only way that this works is rather than Batman adopting, Alfred adopts.
Okay.
That's
weird too.
That's weird too.
I'm the Batman too. That's weird too.
Batman sees a little kid come to the door. I'm here to help Alfred. Oh, right this way. Here's the pit.
Go fight the bat.
Go fight the man bat that's down there. The kid's got just like a big burning torch and a knife, and he just descends. Hope they're okay down there.
Go back to these waffles.
Just coming back to a child and Alfred waving torches.
Alfred, how do I turn off the smoke detector?
Alfred has like a jagged crown on and a bunch of man bats bowing down to him. I am the Canyon King.
You're busy. I'll come back.
Nearly done down there. I won't be done for a long time.
I'll check you in half.
Down here, I am king. Okay,
goes,
Alfred.
Goes back, grabs a tea towel, starts like waving at a smoke alarm.
Turn it off. I'm just going to order McDonald's. Yeah. What are we talking about?
No, Robin.
I don't think so. I don't think there's going to be a Robin.
Unless they make Damian Wayne rather than Batman's son.
Yeah.
If you go down and comic book fans, well, they would hate this.
Yeah.
If it's like Damian Wayne is the brother of Bruce Wayne rather than...
His son?
Yeah, for sure.
But then Batman and Robin as brothers is fucked.
Yeah, that's pretty fucked.
I think
you're the shit brother, so you get to be my Robin.
Yeah.
Why?
The only way, you know what? You can't really do Robin, but you can do Nightwing.
Yes.
Going to think they might just do an adult Nightwing who's already established in Bloodhaven.
Yeah. But then the trick is it's only year two.
Well, that's the thing, is that you can't really do much of the Bat family.
I think in a different trilogy, you could do the Nightwing. You could do Damian Wayne. You just have to like establish that he's already fucked whatever her name is, Talia al Ghul, and they had a little kid together or whatever.
Yeah.
But you can't do the Batman finds a kid stealing his car and then is like, you're my son now.
Yeah.
It's too unwholesome.
Yeah, it's just like, you're stealing my hubcaps. Well, have you put on this costume?
So weird because Batman and Robin is like a thing that, it's like one of the most famous things from comic books.
Yeah.
But it's like, we've swallowed a lot of comic book bullshit in movies now, but it's like the final frontier.
Yeah.
And for audiences to accept that and not be like, hang on a second.
Weird. Like if you think about the most recent Robins, there's been, what's his name at the end of?
Bruce O'Donnell, and there's been
Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
Who was an adult man.
Yeah. And he's probably going to, like,
He's not really Robin. His
name's Robin.
Yeah.
But he'd be Batman.
Exactly. Yeah. And then with Batfleck, it was like, he had a Robin.
Dead. Rest in peace.
Dead. And so we don't really have to touch on it because it's in the past. So nobody's really
He had a Robin.
Yeah, nobody's been brave enough to really, oh my God, show me prequel Batfleck and a Robin. That's so hard to picture. What the hell?
Yeah, how old is that Robin?
He looks like an adult suit.
I would say that it'll be like a fucking... A circus burnt down or something. Everyone died except for this Robin.
That's fucked up. Why didn't he die?
I trust him. He probably burnt the circus down.
Can I see a whole circus dead? Yeah. And there's one little baby boy in there untouched. You did this.
Isn't it usually to do with like the
acrobats, the flying.
There's three of them or whatever, squirrels. Let's say that.
Two of them get stabbed?
They get shot.
They get shot by the mob, basically. Oh,
The mob are like a fucking hate flips.
Stop flipping. Man was meant to walk.
Stay on the ground.
I'll put you under the ground.
So you can do Batman's son.
Yep.
You can do Batman had a Robin, but you can't show us Batman getting a Robin.
I don't know I don't know if you couldn't even now be like Batman had a Robin.
Well, you can't with this Batman.
No, not with this Batman.
We saw, but
yeah,
like,
we can with
Batman. With Batman.
Yeah. With Batman, you can, but not with this Batman. Every time when he was looking at that kid, he was like, oh, orphan bros, I was like, are they going to set this up? But then again, if they do it like directly after, he's way too young.
They'll have to be setting that up for... Four movies from now.
Yeah,
for sure. Maybe. Who knows?
You know what?
Mm-hmm.
The way you do it is the same way that they do it with Joseph Gordon-Levitt. Like, and you just have that kid when he's like 18.
Yeah,
you're
like,
Bruce Wayne, I don't know who the fuck you are. Mm. You're Batman. I've known since day one.
Since the funeral or whatever.
Yeah.
Not a bad idea. Batwoman, I can imagine, or Batgirl.
What is the usual connection there?
Barbara Gordon.
Barbara Gordon.
I know who Barbara Gordon is.
Barbara Gordon.
Barbara Gordon.
Barbara Gordon. George
Jesse. His wife, Elroy. Jane's son.
Jed Johnson.
That's a funny way to lose your mind. That's what I like about it.
So, what are the connection is?
Yeah.
No, as in like, so what, so is Barbara Gordon just like, hey, you work with my dad, I know who you are. No. I'm also going to do the same fucking thing.
I don't think so.
No, I think she just starts to fight crime from memory as Batwoman or Batgirl.
Oh, so it's just like, there's a Batman, I'm going to also do the same thing.
I'm going to be the Bat. I think that's what it is. And then
so there's no real relationship. You could do Robin that way, I guess. Yeah. You just have to tone down what...
Mm. Well, at least
no, because if you have Robin idolizing Batman and dressing up as Robin, but it would obviously be a more you'd like what
it's
you
so
get.
It's funny to imagine somebody dressing up, calling themselves Robin, and dressing like Robin, and Batman being like, "Who are you?" And he's like, "Well, I modeled myself after you." And he's like,
no, wouldn't say no. It was inspired by you.
Inspired by you. You're a bat. I'm a bird.
I'm a bird. Obviously, bats and birds are friends.
You know, bats always hang out with Robins. I was thinking maybe you'd be my Batman.
A Robin is like a day bat.
You know how I guess that is. Yeah, like so. You know when you're sleeping during the day. I could be out.
I'll be awake.
I'll be that. And vice versa. So, because, you know, robins, like birds, sleep at the night and bat active during the night. What do we say?
Makes sense.
Okay, and there'll be this time, like twilight, we'll both be awake.
We'll get a different guy for that.
Yeah.
Rosie the robot. No, okay. So now that you've pointed that out, I guess it would have to be Nightwing.
Yeah.
Because you can't be like, I'm inspired by you, but you're like, if I'm inspired by you, I'm Robin. It's like, what? Yeah.
But if he's inspired by you, he's like, oh, no, the last time this happened.
True.
But also maybe that would music to my ears, boys.
But maybe that would be kind of like an interesting inversion of what happened in the first movie, where he's like, well, I can inspire people to do good as well.
Oh, no, it would do the same fucking thing that usually happens. He'd be like, no, I work alone, eat shit and die.
Well, and so are we... And so,
Syndrome from Mr. Incredibles.
Played by Jason Lee.
Yeah, Jason Lee voices Syndrome. Yeah. Really makes you think. He skateboards.
Yeah, that's true.
He's Earl from My Name Is.
He is.
He's just trying to be a better person.
Yeah. So Catwoman isn't getting a spin-off?
He's nice to his brother, even though his brother's a fucking idiot.
I remember an episode of that show where his brother, the girl he's always had a crush on, they're going to fuck.
Yeah.
And she's like, I don't want to fuck him. I forget why. I think they got fake married. I don't know. Yeah. And so she's like, what I got to do is I got to cover myself in dirty onions and stuff.
Yeah.
So that and fish, so I'll smell disgusting. And then they have sex and he's a really tender lover. And she's like, well, that was amazing. And he's like, yeah, but you smelled like fish, so I never have one to have sex again.
Yeah.
And she's like, oh. And that's how it ended.
Did that series actually end, or did it get this canceled?
It got canceled, I'm pretty sure.
Okay. Yeah. Hope it ends on a cliffhanger.
Yeah.
It does, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, he loses his list or something, and then he makes another list. I don't know.
Yeah.
His name is Earl. That's all we know.
Oh, his name is Earl.
Yeah.
Huh. Makes you think.
It does. Mm. Yeah. George Jensen.
So he's about, because like, at the end of this, I did feel like Catwoman was basically being set up for her own film.
Yeah.
Or for a TV series.
It might be one of the works, but there's not one I know of.
Because that you could kind of introduce Nightwing with.
Oh, yeah.
Because if Nightwing is kind of like, you know, maybe it's Nightwing's year one, Batman's year three.
I think it's probably not going to happen in this trilogy. I just don't think they're probably going to go the Robin route.
I don't think we're getting a Nightwing or a Robin.
I think we might maybe get a Batgirl. But probably not.
I feel that, like, again, you're kind of rolling a lot of these potential, like, other, like, psychics of, like, all the Bat family. You're kind of rolling all that into Catwoman.
Yeah, for this.
Because, again, if you include Batwoman, you include any of the Nightwings or Nightwing or any of the Robins, or you include, like, the Huntress, you kind of, like, those roles... Yeah. You're kind of almost diminishing Catwoman's role.
Yeah.
I feel like they probably wouldn't.
Yeah, I think it's also just not really what this trilogy is about, you know?
Yeah.
Especially if they're going to want to do the whole, like, their lovers.
Yeah.
I wonder if they'll try and do a storyline everyone, look,
loves,
hated.
Yeah.
Batman and Catwoman getting married.
Oh, yeah. Wait, isn't Joker her bridesmaid or something? I don't remember that comic.
They're going to get married.
Clearly.
It's in like a recent-ish Batman run.
Yeah.
But then the wedding gets called off, but I can't remember why.
I think she's just like, wait. This is never going to work, basically. Yeah. It's basically what happened at the end of the movie.
Mm.
But she's like, oh, well, you're spoken for. In fact, that might be a line from Batcat Wedding Attack or whatever.
Also,
yeah,
we've hit the point of baseless speculation where I've accidentally followed an offhanded comment to find out something. We're like, oh, how does My Name Is Earl end?
Yeah.
You know, season 4, which is the last season of My Name Is Earl, Darnell Crabman,
yeah,
is revealed that Crabman. So a big big part of season four is that he accidentally blows. He's in witness protection, which we don't know about. He's a former assassin and accidentally blows his cover. So a lot of the My Name Is Earl deals with that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Cool.
Clearly right out of there. Like, well, the list.
No, because they had season five was good to go and it wasn't expected to get cancelled and they got cancelled. Like, I don't know if it was writer's track related, but they were just like, bah. So it was robbed of an actual ending.
That's so sad.
That's funny.
And yeah, I could have followed the Is Catwoman also getting a HBO series, but I instead
you went down the My Name Is Earl.
It was more interesting.
Fair enough.
And yeah, no, Catwoman at the moment, no one. Okay. They'll deal with her in movies.
Yeah, yeah, that makes more sense.
Okay. The fuck, My Name Is Earl. That's sick. Well, there's the prison season as well.
Yeah,
where
yeah.
Earl
yeah.
goes to jail and his brother works at the jail. Randy works at the jail.
Maybe My Name Is Earl fucking rules.
I reckon My Name Is Earl holds up perfectly. Yeah. I think it's a perfect show. I'm going to watch that and Alvin and the Chipmunks. Get a big Jason
Lee in for
Alvin! He hates that fucking chipmunks.
He hates those chipmunks. And they're so always like,
yeah, it's fair enough. Yeah. They are annoying.
They are annoying. So the joke that we get, what kind of joke are we getting? Are we getting like a face cut off? Are we getting someone cutting off his face? Are we getting him cutting other people's
face
faces
cut
off?
The trick of face cut off is that it's a very late Joker in the comics. Like this is a Joker that's from the Death in the Family storyline.
Death of the Family.
Death of the Family. It's like a big elaborate, I love you Batman. Like it's very, it's like him basically trying to reinvigorate their relationship. Mm-hmm. So that just seems like a weird thing for a first interaction with the Joker.
Yeah, it's the first interaction for the audience, though, not the first interaction that Batman and Joker.
So even still, like, only 2 years of Batmaning and for him to have already developed this, like, full-on, super intense relationship. I don't know. I think you could do that maybe in the last one, but it seems like a lot for number two.
Do you reckon they might?
What is the relationship between, I guess, this Joker and Batman? Has it been pre-established, or is it going to be who the fuck are you?
I think we're seeing, basically, Joker after he's been imprisoned for the first time by Batman.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, those thugs at the beginning were clearly Joker boys, right?
Yeah.
The jugglers, yeah. So I think that he's had an impact on Gotham, and now it's like, well, you know, he's in jail.
Who does he fight in year one? Oh, no, that's just the fucking mob.
Yeah, pretty much just the mob. So I think that, yeah, this will be a kind of fresher Joker. Mm-hmm. I don't know. It's hard to tell what kind
I'm worried.
He's got the big grin.
Well,
then we're gonna go like maybe that was for the movie, and then we're gonna.
Nah, they'll probably keep that. It depends because like they could do like what it's just like a more fucked version of what Heath Ledger's Joker has, where he has the scars.
Yeah, but it's not.
But then he wears makeup over the top of it.
Yeah,
so it looks fucked, but not that fucked until the makeup comes off, and then you're like, oh,
yeah, yeah. Well, okay, so basically in the comic books, there are three Jokers.
Yeah, I'm familiar.
It's stupid.
One of the greatest comics of all time.
I love that basically everyone who maybe read that comic kind of forgot actively forgot about it.
It's so bad. But anyway, there are also kind of three kinds of Jokers that are done in like media or whatever, like gangster Joker, goofball Joker, psychopath Joker. So we've had psychopath and gangster Joker.
Yeah, but like
goofball.
Well, that's like Mark Hamill.
I've copyrighted Joker. Fish. Robert Pattinson's the Batman. Like,
yeah.
What are you going to do about that? I'm going to be a millionaire.
I love this Joker. It's good.
Jeff Lucius in tremendous pain Joker.
I've copyrighted fish,
Batman. Are you alright, Joker?
Yeah, I'm fine.
It's just like you've been like punched in the stomach.
Feel amazing.
Never been better, Batman.
You're really red in the face, man.
Are you choking right now?
No. How can I be bad, Batman? I just copyrighted fish.
What? How? How do
you? You can't copyright fish.
What? I'm bad now, Batman.
Sorry.
No, this will definitely be Psychopath Joker.
Yeah, I think you're right. And
but it's hard because they're gonna have to somehow escalate from Riddler, who we saw serial killer people.
Yeah, I know. So I just don't know.
He rats ate a guy's head.
Yeah. Well, because again, is he going to be? Yeah, like that does seem more like a Joker move than it does a Riddler move. I reckon maybe this is going to be like a psychopath Joker that's been very much like fucked up on the like Joker gas or whatever. Mm-hmm. I think we're going to get wanting like Joker who wants to mutilate more people and give them Joker smiles.
Oh.
I am going to go out on a limb and say we get a scene And this is in, this is actually a reference to DC versus Mortal Kombat.
Oh, yeah.
I think that we will get a scene where Joker shoots the bang gun through a guy.
Yes. Oh, I think you might be right. Yeah. So I think we might be getting
a... Don't say, well, yeah.
That's because it's cool.
Yeah, so like holds a gun to his head and then...
Bang, and it...
Yeah. But then the flag comes out the other guy's head.
I think this version of Joker is going to be somewhere between psychopath and goofball. Mm. I think they're going to go like... You know,
he'll be lighter than Riddler.
Well, I think he will... It'll be just a more jarring comparison. Mm. So like, you know, Heath Ledger's Joker was just like a crazy person.
Yeah.
And he was very charismatic, but he wasn't like ever funny. You know what I mean? And then say Mark Hamill's Joker is funny. It's like he's a funny guy. He's a goofball. So I think we're going to get goofball Joker who then shocks you with really dramatic, intense, full-on violence.
Yeah.
That's my prediction for this kind of Joker.
To level up. You know how he makes a pencil disappear in The Dark Knight?
Yeah.
To show this one means Busy's going to make an entire deck of pencils disappear.
I think he's going to make one of those, you know, you can get those big novelty pencils?
Yeah.
I'm going to make a novelty pencil from a Cough Harbor's The Big Banana
disappear.
What? Whoa,
and then he just, the pencil explodes in the back of the guy's head. Like,
through his mouth.
And they're like, yeah. I can still see it.
Yeah. Shoots him with a gun.
Anyone else
still see it?
He sounds like he's choking on a bird.
Anyone else still see the pencil?
Sorry, I was joking on a bird. What?
Batman, dude, choking on a bird.
This is the guy you've got it to fix our problems. Okay, he couldn't even eat a bird.
He's weak teeth. Can't even chomp a bird.
Can't even eat a bird, this fucking guy.
I'll eat a bird right now.
It's easy. But yeah, that's my prediction for this kind of Joker. Mm. And that's partially as well, because if this is a PG-13 movie, the next one, then Joker can't go that hard.
Well,
so they might need to lighten it up with some goofball.
Yeah, but I mean, like, The Dark Knight was also PG-13.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I think, actually, thinking of it, we might actually get Mr. Freeze, because also, thinking about a set piece, you freeze the lake, you freeze the water.
Who could have said that? Yeah. Who saw that one coming?
Yeah. But you freeze part of that water, and some people now kind of skating around or whatever.
Yeah.
Again, kind of is a little bit more...
Do you reckon a dog will get froze half piss again?
One can hope.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think in the script it says, dog gets froze half piss. Yeah, I think that's in the script.
Yeah, I think so too.
I think actually,
I just wanted to double check that everyone's on the same page. Yeah. That a dog will get froze off this.
Yeah. Do you think they'll go full on like I guess like science fiction in that, you know, this guy can freeze things, or it will be?
I think
like
he would just
powered,
be very sick.
Be...
Like he'll be sickly, no exosuit or anything like that. Very sick and a scientist with like. Because freezing stuff, you can kind of get away with just being like, it's technology.
Will we have a freeze gun?
Yes, but I think it'll involve a lot of tubes and shit.
Yeah, or it'll be like, not a freeze gun, but like little freeze bombs, but they'll look very homemade, you know what I mean? Like a dry ice kind of thing.
Yeah.
And it'll be like, very, very, maybe it'll be like, oh, he's kicked out of the science museum.
Yeah, you'll get that, and then maybe the big reveal is a freeze gun.
Yeah.
But the freeze gun is like fucking pipe strapped to a fucking fire hydrant or some shit.
It's very sort of like hodgepodge and smashed together. Yeah.
It's hard to imagine any of these like Batman's villains goofy who are powered villains. In this, like Poison Ivy. Plant lady.
Yeah, Poison Ivy would have to be like, they'd almost have to do her the same way that you do the Amazing Spider-Man 2 Green Goblin.
Yeah.
Where she becomes like a...
Unwell, basically. Yeah.
And that makes
her poisoned. Ivy.
Poisoned Ivy. She keeps blowing marijuana smoke into Batman's face.
Oh, it gets
he gets a little stoned.
Yeah.
Alfred.
Alfred. He's busy.
Alfred. I need these waffles.
Alfred.
I'm busy.
Master Bruce, what? Alfred. Master Bruce, where are you parked? Alfred, where am I parked? I'm asking you.
Who's asking what? Alfred.
Did you call me? No.
George Jetson.
Sorry, Master Bruce?
His wife, Elroy?
No, Alfred, no, it's his son,
Elroy.
Alfred, which?
I'm going.
Where's he?
Where are you? Where are you? He's just sitting there. We were just imagining him under like a overpass in the Batmobile.
Yeah.
Like hotboxing himself.
Yeah.
stepping out like it's fucking Back to the Future, but he's... Oh, that's good. Yeah, but you can imagine Poison Ivy being introduced as like a poisoner, just like an assassin.
Yeah.
Not very interesting, but you could imagine that being the case.
Yeah, if you want to kind of reimagine them as more grounded and they're all just like serial killers.
Then it's like, oh, she's a poisoner. Maybe she's an assassin or something or a hitman. And it's like she poisons herself and that's why she's so green. She's unsick. Yeah. She's sickly. And then.
And like she's poisoned. Again, you kind of fall into the same like territory. It's like, oh, she's killing people because of.
Yeah. Well, and that's the trick of a lot of Batman's villains is that at the end of the day, it's like.
You're killing people because of blue.
It's really weird as well to imagine Poison Ivy in a really grounded thing, and they're like, "Damn, she loves plants.
Damn,
like,
she can't get enough of these plants.
She's Catwoman. She had cats.
Yeah, she had cats, but she didn't like. Didn't
she? Did mention
she just
got
like
nine lives.
I like strays, and she's like, "I've honey, I got nine of them or whatever.
That wasn't on the noses.
Yeah, well, it could have been a lot worse.
Yeah.
Heaps. I'm actually Catwoman, you son of a bitch. So I got 9 fucking lives. Bang bang.
Who's she shooting? The air?
No. She's shooting the guy that she
was going to...
I thought she shot herself twice.
Now, 9 of 7!
Holy shit.
Stop doing that.
Check it out. On the
box.
Please bang stop. 5!
It's impressive, but also you are running out of them.
And bleeding.
What about Killer Croc? You can imagine Killer Croc. A guy with a skin condition. They do that sometimes. Yeah. They do that in is it I, Joker? There's like a very grounded Batman story. Very fucked up, not very good Batman story about the Joker. And in that, it's...
Is it just called Joker? Is it by Brian Azzarello?
Yeah, I think so. Azzarello, yeah. I actually think it is. Yeah, no, I don't know where I got the I from.
I, Robot.
Robots killed the guy. I get robots in the Joker movie
stuff.
Robots broke the rule killed the fucking guy.
George Jessen has a robot.
But in that...
Because again, I'm thinking like, you know, if he is that sort of like... fucked up kind of like looking and
he's
then
a cannibal
kind of,
he's got and he's sharpened his teeth that's it.
And he's like, you know, again him trying to like, you know, the persona
that's called Joker,
yeah,
like that persona of like, oh yes, I'm the Killer Croc, and like, you know, him using the sewers or like using like the flooded Gotham as his hunting ground.
Yeah
I can see that,
absolutely. I think the Killer Croc's an easy one.
Oh shit,
yeah.
Joker, the book you were just talking about,
yeah.
Joker gets released from Arkham Asylum. He's none too happy to see what's happened to Gotham City's rackets while he's been away. What follows is a harrowing night of revenge, murder, and manic crime, as only the Joker could deliver it.
Could do something like that.
Yeah, just borrow from that.
Yeah.
Because, like, you know, maybe it's... Because, again, if you have, like, the DA, the police commission, everything kind of corrupt and shit, people looking back at old files, it's also flooded. Yeah. It's like, look, it's just easier to release a couple of these cunts who have, like, actually, like, they did nothing wrong, or we see, like, all the evidence is now...
Joker innocent.
Yeah. Or all the evidence is underwater and can't be used, or like all these kind of
it's
stuff.
It's a great way to be like, all right, I'm going for my bail now, I'm appealing. Yeah, can I just see the evidence? Oh, it's wet.
What? Where's the documents that say I need to be in here? Well, they're wet.
Come find me when they're dry. Then, huh?
Exactly. Now, can someone please get me a gondola so I can get the fuck out of here?
Somebody call me a gondola. Okay.
Do you reckon it's probably too soon, but they could do Scarecrow again if they wanted. Scarecrow is an easy grounded.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, I feel like they're gonna want to stay away from
specifically. Like, Nolan.
Yeah,
I mean, it's like, not crazy to bring in Joker.
But because like Joker is so like he's so iconic. Yeah. But I feel like you could stay away from like say Scarecrow and Bane. But like, you know, you can read, you know, they've redone like the Penguin. So you can kind of like
Talia al Ghul, do you reckon she'll pop up? Nah. Oh no, because we don't give Roz. Nah.
Bane, actually, think about Bane. Like the goo that Batman injects into his leg at the end of the Batman is the same color as Bane's steroid juice.
Yeah, the venom.
Yeah, so maybe
venom.
What if Batman becomes Bane?
Yeah, Bane Man.
Then so Alfred's maybe... Batman. So then Alfred has to fight Bane, who is Batman too.
But yeah, so I could see maybe Bane being a character.
Yeah, I'm trying to think like, because you know, like you've got other like Azrael, like you could kind of do.
Oh yeah, the bad, like the religious Batman.
Yeah. And like if you again like. Looking at, say, like The White Knight, that kind of series, they kind of really ground that, shockingly. And they use Azrael.
What about Batman Who Laughs? Get him in here.
Yeah. Imagine this one just goes, like, full bonkers.
Yeah, they follow Paul Dano's footsteps and they go full chimp mode.
Yeah. Batman laughing, but maybe you're like, ooh.
Batman's just a chimpanzee.
What about
one?
Gorilla Grodd as a villain?
I think the villains, again, it depends if they're doing No Man's Land, you have a a concept where you can kind of put a decent amount of villains that don't have too much screen time. And so you can kind of, but then if they blow out the 3 hours, who gives a shit?
Yeah.
They could just do stuff like, you know, okay, this one, like, you know, it's Zaz, for example, but he's also working for the mob. Mm. And so he's part of that. You could have like Clayface over there and he's also like kind of got his, you know, people doing some stuff and like he's very easily like taken down by Batman. You could, maybe this is where they're borrowing it from, like, you know, Nightfall, where it is Batman clearing up these like
enclaves,
villains, but
basically,
they're basically, he's going in, kind of like in a video game, go in there, clear it out, come out. And so he's sort of doing that a bunch, and then you could have those sort of like, you know, cameos, or you could have these kind of like, you know, little small bits here and there where you are going to get like a Killer Croc, a Clayface, an Azrael, or all that kind of stuff.
What
but
if...
I don't think you can, no, Azrael probably not, but Killer Croc and Clayface, sure.
What if, to avoid all the political stuff, not as in like to avoid the political stuff, as in like to just stop doing from what the last movie just did, because another tricky thing is like, a lot of the grounded villains are either serial killers or people that are connected to the mob.
Yeah.
And we just got both of those in this movie.
True.
But if, you just use the flood as a Batman has to go into Arkham and then you just do Arkham Asylum.
Oh, yeah, that's true. That's also an interesting option.
Like they go like
the flood.
Complete other way where it's like, as opposed to kind of opening up, we're going to like lock it down.
That would be awesome.
And
like a flooded Arkham?
Yeah.
Give me
like
that.
Like a full on kind of leading really into the horror movie sort of vibe.
Just call it Batman Arkham?
Yeah. And then also, Mama was an Arkham.
Batman, the Arkham.
Mama was an Arkham.
Mama was an Arkham.
Mama was an Arkham.
Or even if like...
Batman, Mama was an Arkham, maybe I'm an Arkham too.
Yeah, well, yeah, exactly. But I mean, like, you borrow a little bit from a serious hill on a serious boy.
Or when I Googled it accidentally in the base reaction, I just got a whole bunch of Minecraft videos about how to build a secret house in
secret
a hill.
House in a
but
secret
yeah, so
hill.
You borrow a little bit from that. It's Batman going into Arkham and just, it's like a very grounded, very...
Spooky
single location, basically.
And then you have Joker get out, and the third act is in Gotham because you can't go smaller for the whole.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
then
yeah.
if the first,
and then they're
like,
fighting with speedboats.
Yeah.
Vroom, vroom.
Yeah.
Ah, the Batboat.
Oh, my God.
But yeah, no, then because then if you have Joker come out in the last like 45 minutes, it's him running rampant in Gotham. You've done a cool Joker thing because he's made Arkham fucked.
Yeah.
You get him fighting a bunch of villains. And then you've got him wreaking havoc on Gotham that is currently rebuilding. Mm. Yeah, maybe there's a threat on the mayor again.
You could also there'll be a line which is like, oh no, it's the asylum is run by the inmates.
Yeah. Oh, fuck. You might even get a thing where it's like.
And Harvey Dent also could fit into this pretty easily.
Yeah. You could get
you
a thing as
go
well.
You need to go into Arkham because of bullshit. You're going.
Yeah, where it's like Batman goes in there, he's fighting all the villains. You could do like a fake Joker thing like they do in the Arkham games. I think like three times.
Foco,
where he's like, he's funny. He's fighting. It doesn't necessarily have to be a fake Joker, but the like a twist of the Joker being like, I was never there, basically.
Yeah.
And he's like, I've been running rampant in Gotham and I've wasted all your time fighting these guys. What a mastermind I am. Now I'm going to flood Gotham harder.
I'll raise the sea level.
And now I'm going to copyright fish.
What? Yeah, I'm copywriting fish like in the cartoon that time. Huh? What? Batman is stoned again.
George, Alfred.
I haven't seen that episode.
Alfred,
are you hearing? Are you hearing what the...
For the last time, Bruce, I'm busy.
Yeah? I'm sorry, Alfred.
He's fighting a giant skeleton king now. I'm beyond man bats, Bruce. It's so deep and dark.
My ward.
He's got 15 kids with him now.
They're all fighting there. We're going after the Goblin Queen next.
Alfred, what? The goblin? What are you saying, dude?
The Goblin Queen is just past the Mantis Lord.
Yeah, Alfred's gone fantasy.
Once we kill the Minotaur skeletons,
you're freaking me out, Alfred. I gotta hang up, man.
Yeah, fine. I'm fighting the ghost.
You're fucking me up,
man. I'm fighting the ghost of your great grandparents.
Oh shit! And he's gotta just like hold his face for a bit because
he starts to cry a bit.
What's going on?
I was just getting over the death of my parents. Now I gotta think of my great grandparents.
Where the fuck's Alfred again?
Which one on my mother's side or my father? He's gone.
He's
hung
chips.
Up on me.
Yeah. Oh. Then he'll reference the famous line from Batman Forever, like, I'm going to get drive-through.
Yeah.
Which leaves us with the mental image of the Batmobile driving through a McDonald's drive-through.
Yeah. That's good.
Just waiting, especially if it's like, you know, one of the ones that's packed.
Yeah.
It's like idling.
Trying to tune the radio. Can't quite get the station he wants. Yeah. let's do some swings for the fences.
Okay.
It's hard because this whole episode say has been... we've done for the fences.
Okay, swing for the fences. It goes magic. They go to Arkham, and it's like they lean heavily into the Lovecraftian elements of Arkham Asylum and Sirius House and a Sirius Earth or whatever. Mm-hmm. And Batman's like, there's something extra happening in Arkham. Something
magic.
Evil. Mm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, my swing for the fence is they do the Killing Joke, but on Jim Gordon and not Barbara Gordon.
Oh, he becomes the Joracle.
My...
Yeah, as opposed to the Boracle.
Yeah.
Okay, my swing for the fence is that they do a complete like about face, and this ends up being kind of like a romance of Batman and Catwoman, and the first half or the first maybe like quarter of this film is that Catwoman's pregnant, and
then
it's about them raising their son Damian.
Yes.
And it's how to raise a boy in flooded Gotham.
If Catwoman's like, Batman, I got pregnant. And he's like,
from kissing?
Yes.
Huh?
Well, you know, when we watch it, they kiss, but then there was like a quick, we cut away.
Yeah.
But then, like, they were fucked.
They fucked.
Rooftop bone.
Rooftop bone.
Yeah. But yeah. So swing of fences.
Good swing.
It's going to be none of this, like, Cape Crusader bullshit. There's no fighting.
He's single dad now.
Bruce Wayne. Mm-hmm. And
Selina Kyle.
Thank you. I was going to say Kyle Sandilandis, and that's wrong.
The shock jock himself.
Yep. raising a little boy.
Yeah, wow.
Kyle Sandilandis is going to say fucked up things to that little boy.
Yeah,
he's not going to be going to raise him wrong.
Where's Jackie O? Get her to help.
Yeah.
Has Two-Face ever become Three-Face?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, cool. Just checking.
He gets a little line down the middle of his face. It's very stupid.
No. I just wanted to make sure.
Because you know what's stupid about that? You don't get three-faced coins. Oh, wait, coins have three faces, technically.
What?
You get one, two, three.
No, in the middle.
That's not a face.
No, it's a face.
What the fuck are you saying? Anyway, and on that note, I've been Joel.
Coins are three faces. I've been Jackson.
And I've also been Joel, and coins do have three faces.
You're get a coin out, count the faces.
Okay, one, two. Fuck you.
There's three. Oh, it looks bad.
Yeah, Two-Face isn't good. And on that note, we've been the Baseless Speculation Boys, or however we ended. Good night, Seattle. We love you.
Maybe I hear the blues are calling, toss salad and scrambled eggs.
Oh, yeah.
I'm calling again.
What is a boy to do?
Thanks for listening to Baseless Speculation. Remember to rate and review us on iTunes, and if you want us to hear about your baseless speculations, just email us in at baselessspeculation@gmail.com, and to continue the conversation, head on over to our Sandspants Discord or Facebook group. Links to those are in the show notes.